Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special series of The Brendan Show. In this series, we're playing for you our entire program called Transformation Week. Transformation Week was a program that Denise, my wife, and I did to help people really understand what are the key habits that we know from science will help dramatically, I mean really dramatically, improve your
life. It was an incredible video-based program and online challenge that Denise and I did, and we wanted to just capture it here for you in audio here on The Brendan Show. So for the next 7 days, we'll release a brand new day of Transformation Week, and you'll get the audio right here on the podcast. If you're somebody who loves video and you would love the resources or the tools that we recommend, as an example, the downloads or some special discounts to some products we might mention, please make sure you just go to transformationweek.com. That's transformationweek.com. When you go there again, you'll just enter your name and email. You'll be added to our newsletter list, but you'll be sent this entire series by email, where we summarize each of the days, we give you the PDFs, the downloads, the research, the tools, everything you'll hear in the audio on The Brendan Show. With that, I hope you enjoy the series. Happy 2020, my friends. I hope you enjoy this year, and this really becomes a transformation week for you as you kick off the new decade of your life. Everybody, it's Brendan Burchard.
And Denise Burchard.
And welcome to HPX Life's Transformation Week, episode number...
Seven.
The last one. This is all about commitment. You cannot transform your life without deep commitment about doing so. If you really want to change your life for yourself, for your family, for those you love, lead, and serve, there has to be a soul deep commitment and passion to continue on, to challenge yourself, to push, to make it happen. So Denise and I, we're married, by the way, if you haven't picked it up. We're in Puerto Rico.
And we're still married on day seven.
We're still married on day seven. We made it through Transformation Week. The first time we did Transformation Week, it was so scary and challenging. We had moved down to Puerto Rico. And do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We like nothing to say about it. We didn't have the studio, we didn't have the lighting, we didn't have the cameras. We had like one little like camera that didn't work so well. And it was, talk about commitment. We were so committed to doing that first Transformation Week for you all. So I just want to share what a fun, fulfilling process has been with you, and to see you grow through it. As I can see from her eyes, she doesn't like when I talk about her. Gosh. But she really...
Get to the training.
Okay. Stop talking about me. I'm just really proud of her. This has been a hard process. You know, we literally wake up every day and go to work for you guys, thinking about how do we change lives? How do we bring this high-performance experience to the world? How do we help people strive for more vibrancy and connection and excellence? How do we give you all these tools? How do we create all these things you've seen us talk about in Transformation Week? If you're new to the community, I've been doing it for 15 years, but now I get the blessing of having my wife do it with me along the way. So we're learning a lot, and we have had to stay really committed through the challenges, through moving to a new place, selling our exercise studios, starting and launching new brand, rolling out all these products to you. It's been huge. So I hope that we role modeling a little bit, like go for it, go for your dreams. Try.
Make it happen.
Denise, so hashtag and, make it happen.
And thank you for being here. We are glad that you are joining us. Yeah. So thank you for your commitment to getting to day seven.
Yes. Okay. We've got three things each to share with you about how to stay committed on this path to transformation. Denise has her first one.
Is to know your why and visit it often. And it's kind of like keeping the light at the end of the tunnel always present, and never forget, no matter how, you know, sticky or complicated or challenging things get, if you can always kind of keep that light and momentum moving in the direction, it will keep your commitment.
Yeah, I think the most important thing in that knowing your why is revisiting it every day. I mean, come on, personal development guys, 101, look at your goals every day. People lose their commitment because they set the commitment in January 1, and by February 1, they don't even know where they wrote down the goals. They lost the journal already. Like, no, write down your ambitions in life and the major areas of your life and look at it every day. I use the High Performance Planner for that. I know you guys have your own tools, your own journals, but every day you should be revisiting, what are my major projects working on? on? What are my major goals? What do I want to happen? If you're not looking at that every day, no wonder you're losing the zest and the zeal. It's important to look at those things and dream of them and feel about them. My first thing I would share about staying committed is get training. It's so important, right? Take someone who says at the beginning of the new year, hey, I'm going to work out. Okay, great. They go to the gym a bunch. The one who gets the trainer, game change, right? It's like having the know-how of what to do, because to really change your life, you need new competencies. You need to learn new things. So for example, I'm always building my own curriculum in life. I really believe underperformers, they just wait to learn, hope to learn. I think high performers, they build their own curriculum in life. I always say it, if you leave your growth to randomness, you'll always be locked in the land of mediocrity. Greatness requires you to build your own curriculum to achieve great things in life. And so many people tell me, well, Brendan, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, hey, listen, it's been done for you. There's Google. There's YouTube. They're like anything you want to learn. So build your curriculum. If you want my help with that, we have the HPX courses, where it's kind of like our customers call it like the Netflix of personal development. So every month we unlock new personal development programs from you. One, like a personal development course from me, but then a personal development course from another legend or leader in the personal development space. It's just called HPX courses. It's like $67 a month. And you literally, like, I've architected your entire personal and professional development curriculum, like from confidence to achievement, from influence to relationships to wellness, all of that. Like, I've already crafted that for you, because I've spent now 22 years of my entire life deep in personal and professional development. I kind of know what people need to learn to get their breakthroughs. So we've created that with our courses, but whether mine, somebody else's, I don't know. I'm just hoping you go get the books, you go get the courses, you go get the training, listen to the podcast, whatever you have to do, keep training yourself for excellence, because it's with that training and consuming that training, it keeps your mind on the path of growth and excellence and high performance. And so stick with your training, develop your curriculum. That's my idea.
Is to be consistent with your actions.
Yes.
And so when you are consistent with those actions, they turn into habit and you don't have to think about them so deliberately anymore. I mean, it takes practice, but the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more streamlined it gets. I kind of equate it to, I grew up in a town where we rode our bikes everywhere. So I kind of imagine, you know, when you're riding through the park and you don't want to take the bike path, you want to take a shortcut, but you go over the grass. And if you go over an area that's really thick with the grass, it's kind of hard to go through it the first time. But the next time you go through it, kind of the grass is matted down. And then the next time you go over
it's your little trail.
It's got a little trail. And pretty soon it's like almost as fast as the bike path.
You were that kid cutting through the park.
Well,
who
I
left
had
the trail
help
for everybody?
No, everyone did. Everyone knew the right cuts to make. Anyway, we're all helping each other out. So make those consistent habits into actions. And it's kind of like that grass. It just gets easier and easier and more streamlined and faster to do.
I love that. Now I see who's that kid on the little bike riding by. Oh my gosh. Let's see. My second big idea is to develop the community you need to stay committed. You got to get yourself around people who are striving for higher, bigger things in their lives. People who are committed to personal development, professional development, great health, being good humans. Whether that means you just need to go, you know, volunteer for some nonprofit so you can meet the coolest, nicest, heart-driven people in your town, or that means you got to join a mastermind or you join an online community. Whatever you have to do, it's like the people that we are around. Like Denise and I have really remarkable people around us. It wasn't always that way, but we've just been gathering them up throughout our lives to have friends who inspire us and who lift us and who just like are remarkable people. And I really invite you to do that. Obviously, if you join our coaching program, as you've seen, you get to come out to our next high performance event and you'll see right there at that event, 2,000 people who are so driven, so excited to change their lives, so excited to be of service to other humans that they lift you up. The people around you either lift you up, they bore you, or they put you down. And you got to architect the community you need. Don't wait for it. Don't hope for it. Go build it one person by one person by one person. Because if you're around strivers, you'll stay more committed. Their ambition pulls you up. Their discipline inspires you. Their willingness to go through challenge and struggle and do it with like grace and respect and honor, that will make you honor the struggle and stay committed, my friend.
My third thing is making it about something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
And we as humans love to, or have this need to feel like a sense of belonging, but also a sense of contribution and that we are part of something much, much bigger than ourselves. So if that's a movement, if that's a cause, whatever it is, find and hone in on something that is not just within your own realm, but what is the bigger picture? What is the bigger movement? What is the bigger result?
Yeah, stay really connected to that, because I feel like when you get disconnected from it, you're like, oh, what was I focused on here? I'm doing my thing. I'm doing my only thing. And
like, I guess I don't have to do it today.
Yeah, because you're living in your own little world. If you don't connect your actions to greater service in the world, you won't be pulled by the mission. You'll be bored by your selfishness. And I think it's so important to realize like that next level of high achievement. Mm-hmm. Every major high performer I have ever interviewed, whether it's a celebrity influencer, a billionaire, a corporate titan, somebody who's just like a remarkable human, they don't talk about just like their personal dream. Like, not like, I'd sure like a yacht. They're like, hey, we're trying to make a significant change in our culture, in our society, in the world. And that keeps them up. That keeps them driven. That keeps them going. I love that one, honey. My third one is what? Oh, get a coach. Oh my gosh. Now this seems like super duplicitous because I'm a high performance coach. I spend my days as a coach. I've become the best in the world at what I do as a certified high performance coach and been celebrated for my career at this. However,
but it lifts your game so much faster.
I need a coach. However, I need a coach because her point, it lifts your game higher. Like if I didn't have coaches and people who mentored or cheered me on, then I'm left to my own devices. And left to your own devices, you'll do as good as you can. But you don't know what your real limits are until somebody like shakes you and lifts you up there sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a coach gets you to look at your life, evaluate the major parts and problems, and gives you new strategies, new tools, or new insights, sometimes just through dialogue.
Yeah.
That helps your mind go, oh, yeah, I should focus on that right now.
Yeah.
And so we've both had coaches and mentors and people in our life in both formal and informal ways that coach us to higher levels of success. You know, that's hugely important. She's coaching me and my organization, my business right now to understand the metrics and the business a little better of the things, because I'm just the passionate artist always building the business. But she's like, have you looked at it this way or thought of that way? I'm like, no, I can't understand your spreadsheet. So she's coaching me through some of that right now. And I'm hopefully always trying to coach her in other something. Oh my God, help.
Like video and
oh yeah, this
all
stuff.
That other stuff. Yeah, but a coach is great because you know, sometimes when you're so wrapped up in your own thing, you don't get the perspective that somebody yes. else has. And when somebody else can look at it, you have somebody, like a third party person, there are things that are going to be there that they're going to say, and you're going to be like, oh, I just couldn't see it. Like, yeah. I couldn't see it because I'm so, you know, like seeing the forest through the trees type of a thing. So coaches are amazing
yeah.
at having, you know, perspective, but also giving tools that maybe you don't know about or you don't have access to, or maybe you just aren't implementing in the most effective manner.
Yeah.
And I think they're amazing for that. And just lifting you, like if you could take, it's like leapfrogging across a bunch of learnings. Like if you could leapfrog across a, you know, 2 years worth of learnings because somebody else can help coach and get you there and provide perspective and tools, it's just invaluable.
You gotta take that chance. You deserve to have an extraordinary quality of life. That's what HPX stands for, the high performance experience. There is another experience level for you in your life, in your career, in your relationship, in your health, that's more vibrant and connected and excellence driven. Until we see you next time, Denise has this thing she loves to say.
Remember, every day you have a choice. You can choose to be average or you can choose to become extraordinary.
So my friend, thank you for joining us in this. Now go be extraordinary today. Thanks everybody.
Thanks.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Week. Again, if you really love this and you want the video-based resources, tools, and downloads for Transformation Week, make sure you go to transformationweek.com. Again, that's transformationweek.com. And your email there will send you the entire Transformation Week series, all the videos, all the resources, all the tools you'll be able to access for free at transformationweek.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get
templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.